Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations. But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, We will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
First executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. New order could come as early as Tuesday. President Trump spoke to a large campaign-style rally in the state of Florida and spoke about keeping America safe through immigration reform. He also took issue with news reports the White House staff is disorganized, inefficient, and overly contentious. He said this was the result of false reporting.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
He also echoed campaign promises for better schools, better jobs, and a better health care system. In his first major foreign policy speech, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has said America will be unwavering in its support of the NATO alliance. He also warned European allies that they must step up and do their part in defense spending. Mr. Pence was speaking at the Munich Security Conference. This is VOA News. Senior foreign ministry official in Moscow says Russia considers the second round of Syria peace talks that were held this week in Kazakhstan a success. Iran and Iran, which backed the Syrian government, and Turkey, which backed some rebels opposed to it, organized those talks. There will be more talks on Syria expected to take place in Geneva on Thursday. Omar Abdulrahman, the so-called blind sheikh who was convicted of plotting attacks in the United States in the 1990s, has died in a U.S. prison. He was 78. Abdulrahman, blind from infancy with diabetes, was the leader of one of Egypt's most feared militant groups, the Jemaah Islamiyah, which had led a campaign of violence against bringing down ex-president Hosni Mubarak. He fled Egypt to the United States in 1990 and began teaching in a New Jersey mosque. Abdulrahman once spoke through an interpreter about his support of the U.S.
He said, I condemn any act that will hurt the national security or the security of America or the Americans.
A circle of his followers were convicted in 1993 of a truck bombing of New York's World Trade Center that left 6 people dead. That was 8 years before Al-Qaeda suicide plane hijackers brought down the towers. The United Nations' top human rights official is urging Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi to use her moral authority to ease the plight of the country's Rohingya Muslim community. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has come under mounting criticism from the international community for her failure to speak out on behalf of the Rohingya, a persecuted Muslim minority in Myanmar's Rakhine State. But there are signs this may be changing. Ravina Shamdasani, a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, tells VOA the High Commissioner spoke personally to Aung San Suu Kyi on the phone earlier this month. This was after the release of an investigative report that documents alleged atrocities committed by Myanmar's military against the Rohingya.
She was quite shocked and that there will be accountability. It may be too soon to say whether this will be the ultimate breakthrough for the Rohingya in Myanmar, but we believe it is heading in that direction.
Myanmar has ended its military operation in Rakhine State. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group has begun patrols in the South China Sea despite a warning from China not to interfere with Chinese sovereignty in the area. Area where the U.S. group is patrolling is a disputed area. China has been asserting rule over the waterways despite territorial claims from a number of other East Asian nations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.